And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 24th of June 2025. The general synopsis at 1800. Low East Faroes 991 losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Westerly 5 to 7 at first and south, otherwise cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. South Utsira 40s. Westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West to southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or northwest, 3 to 5 in Cromarty. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Fisher, German Bight. West to southwest, 5 to 7, veering west or northwest, 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber. West to southwest, 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover. West to southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north, becoming variable 2 later in south. Drizzle and fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. North Biscay, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. South Biscay, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Trafalgar, west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, thundery at first, but becoming fair in south. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. West or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Mallon. West or southwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic, mainly southwest, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Fair Isle. West 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Faroes. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. And Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, becoming northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 and west. Rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic. Southwest by south, 2, slight drizzle, 1 mile, 1004, falling. Stornoway. West, southwest, 4, recent precipitation, 32 miles, 1002, now falling. Lerwick, west by south, 6, drizzle, 2 miles, 993, steady. Wick, automatic, west, 5, 16 miles, 1,000, rising slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by west, 2, 19 miles, 1,003, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by west, 4, 24 miles, 1,004, now falling. Boomer, southwest by west, 3, 24 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest, 3, 1,009, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 5, 2 miles, 1,015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest, 5 miles, 1,016. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. West by north, 4, 1,016, rising slowly. Jersey, west by north, 3, 12 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Channel light vessel, automatic. West, 5 miles, 1,019. Scilly, automatic. Southwest by west, 4, 8 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west-southwest, 4, 11 miles, 1,015, falling more slowly. Aberporth, southwest, 5, 14 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Valley, southwest, 5 miles, 1,012, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest, 5, mist, 4 miles, 1,011, falling slowly. Valencia, southwest, 3, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1,013, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west, 3, slight rain, 11 miles, 1,010, falling more slowly. Malin Head, southwest by west, 6, 16 miles, 1,006, now rising. And Macrahanish automatic, southwest, 4, slight rain, 5 miles, 1,007, falling more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. During Tuesday, a moderate to strong west to southwesterly airflow will continue to affect the United Kingdom, with either showers or longer spells of rain or drizzle expected in many areas, especially in the west. A ridge of high pressure will follow from the west during the evening and overnight, bringing lighter winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, decreasing 2 to 4, then occasionally 5 again later in south. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north. Mainly fair, then rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later, then becoming variable 3 later in south. Mainly fair, then rain or showers, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, then rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 for a time. Fair, then occasional rain in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 and east. Fog patches later, good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6 for a time. Fog patches later, good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest, 3 to 5, fair, then occasional drizzle and fog patches except in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor except in east. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later in south and east, drizzle at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwest 4 to 6, rain or drizzle at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in north, rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later. Rain or drizzle, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later and north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. And Shetland Isles, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, but 6 at first and south, and decreasing 2 or 3 in north. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. And that completes the shipping forecast. And that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. For myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's midnight GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters from the BBC World Service. President Trump says Israel and Iran have agreed to a total ceasefire to be phased in over the coming hours. He says what he calls their 12-day war is over. It comes after Iran launched missiles at a US airbase in Qatar. We'll look at the impact on aviation and shipping in the Middle East and see how the markets have been reacting. Also on the way, growth figures in Argentina that many countries are envious of, but how...
Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Donald Trump says Iran and Israel have agreed to implement what he called a complete and total ceasefire, though with Iran ending hostilities several hours before Israel. In a post on social media, Mr. Trump said the phased ceasefire would begin in a few hours, with Iran being the first to observe it, and Israel stopping its military operations 12 hours later. Our North America correspondent Jake Kwan says much remains unclear.
There still needs to be said that this has not been confirmed by the both sides, that we need to really wait until we hear from Iranians and the Israelis on how this will happen. Also, the time frame, how President Trump has phrased it, it's actually quite confusing. Do we understand that Iranians will stop for 12 hours while they're simply being pummeled by the Israelis, and then Israelis then join the ceasefire? How does that work when, you know, only one side is allowed to attack? So I think there's a lot of question that needs to be resolved on how this will be playing out.
Israel is still hitting targets in Iran with unprecedented force, according to its defense minister, while Iran is still threatening Israel. Mark Lowen is in Tel Aviv.
Both Israel and Iran have issued evacuation orders for certain parts of the respective capitals. There were reports that Iran had issued an evacuation order for Ramat Gan, which is an area quite close to Tel Aviv, suggesting that there was going to be an Iranian attack here. And reports that Israel had issued an evacuation order for District 7 in Tehran, and that there were some explosions there. So it appeared that really the two sides were intent on fighting still.
Hours before Donald Trump's announcement of a truce, Iran sent missiles towards a US airbase in Qatar, calling this a powerful response to Sunday's US strikes on its nuclear facilities. More detail from Richard Howells.
Pictures show bright orange flashes in the night sky as Iranian missiles were intercepted and destroyed by local air defence systems.